Hello?
Hello, this is customer support returning your phone call.
Yes. Are you, what, where, what is your company?
We're a third party company.
I'm on a
okay, we're a third party company that serves multiple products.
You're a what?
We're a third party company that services customer support for multiple products.
Okay. Well, what, let me tell you what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has put something on my Belk MasterCard, and I called last month and talked, and they're researching this. It's been sent to investigation, and the first charge I received was from something called, let me see. I just put all this stuff back in envelopes. The first one that I got was from somebody called Electronics Advantage Supply or something. And the number, phone number was in Illinois for $67.32 on 1010. And I called and disputed that, and I didn't come off. So I got my card bill again. This time, and there it shows up again, and the company's changed their name and location. They've changed it from that to Verizon Musical Goods Supply at a different telephone number in Nevada for $67.32. I did not do those. I want to know what that is about. I was trying to find out on my own because, you know, Bell, it'll take the MasterCard a little bit to research it. Now, thank God, we stopped my card so that y'all can't do that. Not you, but whoever's doing it can't do this to me no more. But those two charges are not mine.
Okay.
I don't even know what they're for. And they're probably a scam because they've changed, you know, I think they are because they've changed states, phone numbers, and company names within a month.
Oh, wow.
But they're charging the same figure.
Right, exactly.
And
let me,
like I said, I didn't do this.
Right, let me see if I can help you. Let me get your zip code.
35055.
35055. Okay, and then your first and last name?
Martha Morgan.
Is that 1428 Elm Drive?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, you know, that information is stored in my dang phone.
Right, exactly. Let me see what's going
on
here.
I don't know how I got this card number. I only use it in one place. I don't like ordering over the phone. I don't like putting my credit information just for this kind of crap.
Right, exactly.
And so, you know, they took off the little, there was a little oddball 574 miscellaneous that went along with that, and they gave me credit for the $5 and something, but they weren't, they're not crediting those big charges. I call them big out of my pocket, and I didn't do them. I'm not getting nothing. I don't know what it's about. I'm 68. I'm not going to stand here and lie, you know, about what's going on. I did accounting for 40 years for a college, handled millions of dollars. I know, I understand debits, credits, and all that, and charges, and I just didn't do these. So I need help to get this handled.
Yes, ma'am.
Because it looks to me like somebody's, they're flip-flopping names and numbers. Where I can't get results finding out why this is being done to my card.
Let's see.
And I know I ain't signed nothing. I know I haven't agreed to nothing that I'm aware of. I just do not know. I just don't understand it.
Right, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
I'm listening.
You just go ahead and look. I'm going to be quiet.
No, it's okay. I completely understand. I'm just listening to you and reading the notes on this here. It looks like.
Shouldn't it be something since I got the $5.74 off?
Right, exactly. I'm
But
definitely
now
seeing here. Let me get this fixed for you real quick here. I don't know what happened, but I'm going to fix it. Like it stemmed from a sweepstakes entry and it just never got canceled. So let me get this.
I don't even know that what kind of dang seats. I don't enter that kind of crowd.
Right,
And
exactly.
if it got on, if it was, if it got done, honest to God, I don't know how. The only thing that I recall even doing at one point, which was stupid on my part, but that they want there was $1.99 for, oh, it had to be a Walmart sale, like they say. If it's too good to, sounds too good to be true, it probably is. And it was they had a $2 thing for some old something. Maybe it was something that they said they'd mark down to $2, pay $1.99, which there's nothing even about the $1.99 on here. And you would receive it. And I thought, well, for $1.99, if I lose $2, no big deal. I didn't agree. I didn't see no fine print. I didn't see nothing on there that said you're going to be charged $67.32 a month for something that was supposed to have been $2.
Right,
And
exactly.
I will never, I learned my lesson before, and I guess, fool me once, your fault, fool me twice, my fault. And so I guess I screwed up, but at the same time, I'm not paying $67 a month for something I don't even know what it's about.
Yes, ma'am. And I completely understand. That's why I took the liberty of getting all of this stuff canceled out for you the correct way. And that 6732 was credited back to your card. It should take 3 to 5 business days.
Okay, there's two of them. It's actually 130, whatever that's doubled. 130, I wrote it somewhere. 130, crap, can't even see where I added it up. 130, whatever that is, twice. There's another one that needs to be off on, they charged it, oh, let me look, 1121.
That's the one I
That's
took
another
off.
name. It's the same amount, 6732. That ain't mine either. And that's where they changed the name and the phone number to another and the state.
I credited back that 1121 charge.
Oh, okay. What
Okay.
about the one that was due from, let me open this up again. Had it all spread out and I'm about looked at numbers till I can't. The other one was 1010.
I can get you.
1010, I get a
I can.
6732.
Okay, I can get you transferred over to another department for that reversal, 'cause that's back in 1010, so I wouldn't be able to go back that far. But I can get the. I did get the 1121 straightened out.
Okay, so you're giving me credit for
Yes, ma'am.
6. All right, what's your name,
Portia.
please? Portia?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, like the car,
Yes,
almost.
ma'am.
Oh, pretty.
Thank you.
That's unique. I bet you get that a lot, huh? Well, okay. Well, I appreciate that because
Yes,
what they've done
ma'am.
is my card. I think I might have said it, but they're canceling it. And so they
Yes.
can't put nothing else on there, but they're researching these charges. So if you go on and get that credit sent in, they will recognize that it came and that they'll put it go on. It should show up on that new, even if
Okay.
you use this number, it should hopefully show up on the new card. it's going to take about 2 weeks, you know, for me to get the card.
Right, exactly. By that time, then, it'll already be on there then.
In the meantime, I'm, you know, here it is Christmas.
I know.
I know, and I would be putting quite a bit on there, but I'm not, so for 2 weeks, by then I'll be through shopping because my get-togethers are going to be happening, and I won't be able to use my card.
Right, exactly.
That's a minor inconvenience. If I can get this taken off, and I appreciate your help. And you go ahead, if there's somebody else I need to talk to on this 1010 one,
mm-hmm.
I'll be glad to do it and see if they'll do the same thing. And then the belt card, when they get the credit, I'll call back and tell them that, you know, I've gotten some help and they should be seeing those credits coming. We'll go on, but I am going to go on and, you know, proceed with the changing the card and all that.
Okay, yes, ma'am. Give me one moment, okay?
Thank you, Miss Portia.
You're welcome.
Happy Christmas.
Thank you. You too.
Merry Christmas.
Yes.
Thank you, dear.
Yes, ma'am. Let's see. Okay, so no, you don't even actually have to be trained. I'm so glad I caught that at the last minute. Yeah, they're already working on that one.
Oh, somebody's already working on it?
Yes, ma'am. So that one may take a little bit more time. But I see that it was sent in here. So for a refund. Yeah, okay. So yeah, you're all set then actually. That's by the time you get your card, both of those credits should be on there.
Oh, so you're telling me it appears that one's been credited too.
Yeah, that was already issued out before this charge even got swiped. You see what I'm saying?
What date did they issue it?
This started on the 17th of this month.
Yeah, that's the day I called.
I see all of that in there. So this is they're already working on that one, and I just did the other one. So you're already good to go. By the time you get the card, all the credits should already be on there.
Okay.
All righty.
You have been extremely helpful and nice, and I appreciate you talking with me and
yes, ma'am.
Helping me out with this because, you know, I don't mind paying anything I owe anybody, but I'm not going. I don't like being charged something that.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, and didn't even realize I did or was misled. And,
yes.
You know. I do, you know, I just don't like that. And I don't know what has happened, but I'm getting the craziest. I'm getting texts all day.
Yes.
Winning that. Those are
mm-hmm.
all changes.
Yeah, I get them all day long, too. I just ignore them. I'm like, oh, gosh, you know, here's another one. So, yeah, I get them all day, too, unfortunately.
Well, I tried, you know, like they'll have a phone number up there at the top where it comes in on my
mm-hmm.
text.
Mm-hmm.
I turn around, I'll call that number. You know, and I won't get nothing. And then, you know, always a voicemail that hadn't been set up or something.
Mm-hmm.
So then I turn around and go to where I recently called, and I block that number.
Yeah.
But it's not stopping it good enough.
I was going to say, it doesn't really work because I've blocked about maybe 100 numbers on my block list, and they still find another way around and call me. So I'm tired of blocking now.
That got you, girl, got you, because that's me. I thought, you know what, it takes, you know, at first I was doing it and I was able to keep up. Well, yesterday I was gone all day, doctor,
mm-hmm.
and stuff, and I get home and here's, you know, 20:25, and I'm thinking, I ain't got time to sit and call all these and block them.
Exactly.
I'm going to go in there right now, and when we get off, and I'm just going to delete all them suckers,
mm-hmm.
and any more I get. Because, like, you can, on one I got, you know, you've won a Walmart, WALMARTS card. Well, Walmart is not Walmart, so, you know, and then it's some weird number, and I'm like, oh,
mm-hmm.
yeah, this is a bunch of BS. And anyhow, you know, that's the bad thing.
It
about
is.
I don't bank on my phone.
Yeah.
I do as little as possible. Now, I pay my bills over online, I mean, verbally or through an automated system.
Mm-hmm.
I don't mind doing that. I've not had any trouble with them taking my money. when I call it in. But somehow they've gotten my stuff and just bombarded me with, you've won this, you've won that.
Yeah, I thought I was going crazy with that. I'm like, where is this coming from? It's T-Mobile. I have T-Mobile, and all of a sudden now I'm getting all of these, you've won this, and you. I'm like, what are you guys doing? You never used to do this before. I thought I was the only one getting those. I'm like, what is this?
I'm glad you shared that with me, because I kept wondering, is it just me?
Right.
You know, my phone, and I've been having some issues. My phone is an older phone, and I'm trying to, you know, I know when I go, it's going to take me a whole day to do the, what's, to go over everything. I'm probably going to have to upgrade. And I went and spent 2.5 hours one day and got, thought I had help, got home, and there wasn't a thing different. And I just haven't had the energy to go back.
Right.
Deal with it. It's like, I don't want to be in there a half a day trying to get some. And then if you get somebody that really don't know what they're doing, they act like they do, and you get out of there, you've wasted all that time and really no.
Exactly.
But now people like you make my day.
And I'm glad to have been able to do it, too. It just took for me to look over your notes of what was already happening and go ahead and get the rest of it taken care of. And actually, this one only happened because it's taken
because the other one
hadn't. Yeah, exactly, because the other one hadn't pushed through yet, and they're still working on that one. So that one could take a couple extra days to go through, because they had to go in and hard push that refund through for you. And then right after that, a couple days later, then that's when that next charge came in. So I stopped it so that it cannot go and do another charge going forward. That was the last charge, and then that one was credited back too. So,
well, thank you so much.
Yes, ma'am. Just look out for that car now, because that $100-something is waiting for you now.
Well, I appreciate it.
Yes, ma'am.
And you've got a very pleasant attitude, and you know, I've been, you know, at this time of year, we deal with a lot of unkindness.
Yes.
To talk nice to folks. And
yes.
Because I got a neighbor, honey. She's been in a dispute with every house around here.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah. The cops come the other day. She had her lawn man mow the bank of the neighbor. And he cut down flowers that this woman's aunt gave her. Well, two cops came, and they're going to, all of a sudden, now where there's going to be a fence probably between those houses.
Wow.
And she had to pay them. She had to pay that woman. It's a man and wife and three young children, and she had to write her a check and pay her $81 for those dresses. And
wow.
You just have to know her. She's, you know, it's not me and it's not the neighbors. She's been into it and been rude and ugly and around up to the top to the three immediate neighbors. So that tells you it's not us three, it's her.
Exactly.
I've been dealing with this woman for 38 years, and I've sold my home, and I've got another one. As quick as I can get out of here, I've got 38 years of my life in this house with raising two children and been married with their daddy and then divorced and been here by myself for, oh, gosh, two different spells, a total of about 15 years. Then I married another man, let him move in, and that was a big boo-boo. And I'm telling you, I don't even want to date.
Wow.
I always had a man. From the time I was 14, I had a man in my life. So the last 5 years, I don't want one. I've
You've
done
been
it,
free.
Been there. And then, you know, I believe in marriage. I believe in long-term commitment. But I also know there's reality out there.
Yes,
and
ma'am.
And I just don't even want to, I just don't want to get it mixed up with nobody else. And I don't have to. I'm an independent woman, and that's what I've always worked to be. I don't owe nobody nothing except what I pay off every month on my card. I don't have a house payment. I don't have a car payment. and I'm not getting another dependent man. I know why. I'm a very stable person,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very dependable, and I tell it like it is, and I'm honest.
Mm-hmm.
And I attract, for some reason, these dependent men.
Yes.
I dated one, and by the time you get involved, it's too late.
Yeah.
You know? And so my take on that is, I've got three lovely little grandchildren. I've got a little dog I enjoy. I've got girlfriends. I take care of me. I've got health issues. I don't want somebody. I can barely deal with my own issues, much less another person.
Right.
And that's not being selfish. It's being
sane. Real.
Being real. And, you know, if I was younger, I'd have a whole different attitude. Like
mm-hmm.
when I divorced in my late 40s. I didn't want to, you know, it's hard when you've been with somebody 25 years and all
yeah.
of a sudden you're on your own.
Exactly.
Even though, like I said, I had a career and my own income,
mm-hmm.
but I spent 7 more years. I refused to marry or anything until I got my son raised.
Mm-hmm.
And then the second one moved in, and Lord, the time I found all about him, it was too late. And, he kind of pushed his way in and then started staying here all the time. And he had young grandchildren. And I'm not been one. I've been with men before I've married them, if you know what I mean. But I
mm-hmm.
don't believe in living with them. If you ain't going to marry, if you're going to live
yeah.
with them, you might as well be married.
Exactly.
But anyway, I ain't taking that old jump again. I'm too set in my ways, and I just don't. I like my life the way it is.
Yeah.
So, anyway, I don't need to give you my life history because it'd take me all day and then some. Anyway, I enjoyed talking with you.
Yes, ma'am.
You're the kind of people that make customer service what it truly should be.
Well, thank you. I enjoy talking to you. I think everything happens for a reason. I think I needed to hear what you had to say today.
Well, I appreciate you for taking care of that, and I'll just give it time and you know, have the confidence that it's going to come on through.
Oh,
so,
yeah, you should be just fine. I say by the time your new card comes, the credit should already be there because it only takes about 3 to 5 days for it to go through. So you should be, this should come in about the same time, actually.
Yeah, and it should probably, you know, come when I should get the new card and they'll carry over
mm-hmm.
the old cards. And that, so if they do it properly, then that credit should be on there too, correct?
Yep. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, that's what, you're the best help I've had this morning. I've been on this phone probably 2 hours trying to straighten this mess out.
Oh, well,
so,
I'm glad I was the one that got the call then to call you back.
Well, you were. And is there a survey there's some of them, you know, so stay on the line. For a survey, well, if there's a survey, I'm gonna compliment you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, Ms. Morgan.
Well, thank you, Ms. Portia, and you
All
have
right.
a wonderful day, and continue your good work.
Yes, ma'am, and stay safe out here, okay?
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.